This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and Jazz 88 Minneapolis. Our show is made possible in part by Town Hall Brewery. Town Hall brews and serves 5 year-round beers, makes over 50 styles of beer each year. In the past 14 years, Town Hall's beer has won 15 Great American Beer Festival medals, including 3 gold medals. Last hour, we featured Phil and Jules Darg, along with the Rowe Family Singers and our Great Northern Radio players, in a selection from the Minnesota show that went to New York, Sasquatch the Musical. After hearing about Bert's encounter with Bigfoot in the nearby woods, Zeke and Thelma, the owners of the local bar in Filcher Creek, decided it's time to unleash their crazy plan to drive tourists into their sleepy little town by capitalizing on the Bigfoot legend.
Did you hear that, Thelma?
Of course I did, Zeke. That fool Bert has got him going on a wild goose chase.
Maybe so, but in any case, this is exactly the chance we've been waiting for.
Huh?
Bigfoot is about to go on a rampage right here in Filcher Creek. I think it's time we put on our special disguises again and step up our activity.
Oh,
right now, while everyone's all excited.
Aw, oh, Zeke, you don't mean that.
Yes, indeed I do.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
It's time to get our Bigfoot costumes on and drum up some business.
Now, what makes you think it'll work this time? Every time we put those things on and go roaming through the woods, people either don't notice us or they think we're going to a costume party.
Well, this time it's different. Bert really believes that he's seen Bigfoot.
So?
Well, he's such a blabbermouth, he'll tell the whole town. And then they'll all be on the lookout for Bigfoot themselves. We just need a few people to spot us, and then our whole plan goes into action. Once word gets out that Bigfoot is loose in Filcher Creek, everyone will start coming around to get a glimpse of him. And when they do, they'll need some place to stay.
Oh, and some place to drink. Oh, Zeke, you know how much I want to run an overpriced bed and breakfast. Boy.
And you know how much I like to overcharge for beer. Way back in the 1800s, when the settlers first came in, they heard about this Sasquatch dude from the local Indian kin. And ever since then, they've seen him, but never captured him alive. And many folks say that the whole darn thing is just a lot of jive. But if we convince the outside world that Bigfoot lives near here, we can book some overpriced rooms and sell really expensive beer. And so we don these silly suits to stalk the rumors flying, to create the publicity that'll make them come a-buying. Welcome to Bigfoot Central, we got your Sasquatch here. Welcome to Bigfoot Central, you will soon tremble with fear. Welcome to Bigfoot Central, it's time you realize you've never seen a Sasquatch till you've seen him with your own eyes. Just one big story on the national news about our Bigfoot town. Everybody will come from miles around to tear the old place down. And even if they call in the National Guard and troops invade with tanks, we'll laugh about it all the way from here to the local banks. And some will keep on saying that the whole thing is a hoax. It's just a cheap stunt pulled up by the local backwoods folks. You'll still get a chill in the woods when you hear something coming from behind, even though it's probably me in my Bigfoot suit trying to blow your mind. Welcome to Bigfoot Central, we got your Sasquatch here. Welcome to Bigfoot Central, you will soon tremble with me. Welcome to Bigfoot Central, it's time you realize you've never seen a Sasquatch till you've seen him with your own eyes.
First chance we get, we'll put on those Bigfoot suits, go scare us some tourists out in Columbia National Park. Before you know it, we'll have more customers in here than ever.
Oh, Zeke, that'll be great.
Welcome to Bigfoot Central. Reservations non-cancelable.
Welcome to Bigfoot Central, we got your Sasquatch here. Welcome to Bigfoot Central, you will soon tremble with fear.
Welcome to Bigfoot Central. It's time you realize you've never seen a Sasquatch till you've seen it with your own eyes. You've never seen a Sasquatch till you've seen it with your own eyes. You've never seen a Sasquatch till you've seen it with your own eyes.
That's Bill and Jules Darg. That's a selection from Sasquatch the Musical. For more on the antics of Arthur the Sasquatch and the folks of Filcher Creek, see www.sasquatched.com. So...